Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88 as well. Manny Hill here with you, and very excited to have our next guest on the show today. She has been on with us many times in the past, and she is an engagement and outreach specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. Tiki Blackamore is here with me to talk all things Black History Month and Minneapolis Public Schools. Yes, indeed. Thanks to all those who are watching on MPS Voices YouTube right now and listening on the stream and on Jazz 88 as well. Tiki, good to see you. I know you've been on with us many times before to talk about Black History Month and a lot of the other exciting things happening at Minneapolis Public Schools over the years. But it's February and it's Black History Month.
It's February, baby. It is American History Month.
Yes.
And thank you again for having me back. Woo, woo, woo. Black History Month, baby. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Let's talk about a little bit more about your job with engagement and outreach at MPS, and what are some of the things that you do for MPS in that regard?
So with the engagement department, we work primarily with our parents, and then we have several schools that are under our umbrella. So for my team, I work with a partner, Shakur, and we have 22 schools. However, I work with any school in the district. So I have my assigned schools, but if a school reach out to me and say, could you help with engagement in this particular thing, or can you help a family with this particular thing, I will step in and do that. What I do with the parents, we also have a Black Parent Advisory Council, and that is put on by parents. They come up with the themes, the topic discussions. My job is just to make sure that I connect them with any community organizations, community members, and make sure that they are connected with the right departments with Minneapolis Public Schools. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell. And then events and making sure that we're bringing families together, we're connecting them with the schools, and that I am that bridge. Sometimes parents might feel like there's a disconnect between them and admin. I would like to be that bridge for them.
Awesome. Amazing work that you do every year, all year round. It's really incredible and admirable. Really appreciate it. It's amazing work. So we are here to talk about Black History Month.
And, yes.
You know, why do you think it's so important to talk about Black History Month? I mean, you and I, you know, as people of color, we know it, yeah. And we recognize it. But for those who maybe are not quite as familiar with Black History Month or don't really have a lot of knowledge behind why it exists and why it's so important, why do you think it is so important to celebrate it every February?
Well, I kind of hinted at it with the first thing I said. It is American history.
Yeah.
Black history is American history. You can't have one without the other. But it even goes beyond that. It's global. What we do is, and it's not just for Black people, it's for everyone.
Right.
It talks about how we have evolved as a people from knowledge, from mathematics, from arts, from science. We have contributed every aspect you can think of in this country. We have done that. But we don't always see that in the history books. The history's there, but it's not always told. So what we do is we've taken a time out during a year that we celebrate. We take 28 days out the month that we celebrate, but you know, I do it all year round.
Yep.
And we just like to share the knowledge that we have about the things that we've contributed to American history. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. Makes total sense. Tiki Blackamore, engagement and outreach specialist, is with us here on the School News Podcast. We're talking about Black History Month being celebrated by Minneapolis Public Schools. So let's talk about some of the events that are going on.
Yes.
And
yes.
Why they're so important and why they're worth really checking out. Tell us about what's happening this month.
So this week, this is the first week of February, and we opened up with at the gallery. We have a gallery at the district, so that's the Davis Center, and we opened up with the gallery called Excelling. And so we asked students across the district to put artwork in, submit artwork about self-care and how they used art for self-care. So it could be anything. You might do, like, I'm an artist myself. So I do paintings, I do drawings, I do sculptures. I make things with arts and crafts. And what I find is that when I do my art, it allows me to express my deepest thoughts. It allows me to say things that I may not be able to say in words. For some people, when you think of self-care, it allows them to identify the feelings that they may be having. In fact, I want to invite you to come, even though the openings already happened, it is through the duration of February. So you can come at any time that we have business hours and check out the gallery. We have one artist, one young lady. I'm not going to say her name because I can't say all the students' names, so that wouldn't be fair. But she's a beautiful artist, and she did a piece that did it. I'm trying to describe it. It was a piece that a painting that she used to describe. She used colors to describe the emotions that she felt, and I thought it was a very powerful statement because sometimes as young people, I shouldn't even say young people, sometimes as adults, we can't identify the feelings that we have, but she was able to do that through colors, and it was beautiful. Very simple, but it was beautiful. And I love the fact that she was able to call out what it was that she's feeling. Because when you're able to identify what you're feeling, then you're able to pinpoint the source, and then you can make decisions, better decisions on how to act on those feelings. If hopefully that makes sense.
Oh, it totally does. It
Yeah.
totally does. Then there's always the very popular, and we've talked about this in years past, cooking with soul.
Oh, yeah.
That
So,
that's always a great thing. Tell us more about cooking with soul for this year.
cooking with soul is returning once again. I think I have that on the 24th. So I think that's a Tuesday. So at the Davis Center, and some of the events that I'm talking about is at the Davis Center. But before I go into that, let me just remind you all, please check in with your schools individually and find out what it is that they're doing at the schools to celebrate Black History Month. And if they're not, challenge them. Ask them why they're not doing it. You know, see if it's not too late to get something started. Because again, this is American history, and it's something that needs to be celebrated and recognized and acknowledged. So for Cooking with Soul, for those who've never heard of it before, what I do is I bring a chef in from the community, and then they will work with our students. So we can have anywhere between two and four sous chefs that will cook a dish with them. And they do it in front of a live audience. So it's like having a reality TV cooking show. And the audience will ask questions while they're cooking. And whatever it is that the students make, they get to take home to their families. However, the chef has already made samples of whatever that dish is. So anyone who attends the audience gets to sample the dish.
That is amazing. I might have to come
It's
by,
pretty.
check it
Oh yeah,
out,
you're gonna have to check it out.
taste some of that food. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a wonderful time, cooking with soul coming up. And that's February 24th, you said?
24th, yes.
Amazing, amazing. Okay. We also have looks like on Thursday the 26th, Black Excellence Through Music at South High. What can you tell us about that?
So the date has changed actually,
Okay.
and we had to change it just because, as most of you know, there's been a lot going on in Minnesota,
Yeah.
and so we had to change the dates around. But let me break this down. It's still exciting, so don't let that throw you off. And I also mentioned that Black History Month, even though we do it out of the 28 days, it is all year round.
Yes.
So we're going to push the date out just to give our students enough opportunity to do what it is that they want to do. But what we're doing is we are going to celebrate music through Black excellence. So we're going to talk about all the different genres of music that African Americans have either started or contributed to. Country music is one. We think of rhythm and blues. We think of hip hop. We think of jazz. We think of gospel. We think of Afro beats, spiritual, even spiritual dance. So I just told off. I meant to keep that a secret, but since I let it out, let me let it out. We do have dancers that'll be part of it as well, that will do a couple routines to complement the music genres that'll be playing. And so we have students from Jenny Lind, elementary students. We have students from, I believe it was South High School and North High School. Yes,
That
and
is, that's amazing.
Northeast as well. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about it. And the kids are pretty talented. They're amazing. I just can't wait to get it going. But as soon as I get that date, we will get on here again if you have me back.
Yes.
And we will definitely have you all come out there for that.
Absolutely. Black excellence through music at a date to be determined
Yes.
coming up here in the next several weeks. So, also, our health matters. I know that's another big part of what happens with Black History Month at Minneapolis
Yeah.
Public Schools. Our health is so
Yeah.
important. What can you share with us more about that?
Okay. So that one, this is our second year. It was a big hit last year, and I knew that if we did a good job, we'll bring it back. And it was amazing. So what we do is we have a panel of medical professionals that come on, from primary doctor to pediatrician to mental health specialists to chemical dependency counselors, pediatrician. I may have mentioned that already. And we have a dentist. And these are all African Americans who talk to our community about the importance of going in and getting yourself checked out by a doctor on a regular basis. Black men in particular, we're finding are dying from preventable diseases. And it's because a lot of times you don't go to the doctor anymore. You know, if you're not married, if you're not still living at home with mom, you're not going. You know, you're just like, and then by the time you do go, it's too late. And these are the type of things we want to prevent. We've had issues with, and some of you have seen some of the stories that have come up lately of Black women having babies and being turned away, and the mortality rate is very low. And we want to be able to talk to our community about learning to what type of questions you should be asking of your doctor, even firing your doctor. Sometimes we don't even know we have the ability to do that. If you're unable to communicate with your doctor, then that's probably not the right doctor for you. And so the doctors on this panel, they don't diagnose anything. If you want to be diagnosed, you can schedule appointments with them afterwards as a new patient, or you can go back to your own doctor and talk to them about some of the things that the discussion that we had there. This gives you an opportunity to talk about, how can I talk to my doctor? When should I go to the doctor? Does my care for my teeth affect my physical health? And it does. You know, I found out on the panel that your teeth can be a direct correlation with your heart. Didn't even know that. You know, so these are some amazing things that we can find out about healthcare of a fetus, of a newborn baby, of a toddler, of a baby developing from newborn to the age of five, the type of things that you should be looking at, the type of foods that you should be having. Are vaccines important? So these are discussions that you can actually be having with the panelists that day. And it's 2 hours. And I think we have it on the 19th, and it'll be located at Bethune Elementary School. And it is open to the public. We are speaking about health in the Black community. However, this is open to everyone. Again, I have to keep repeating it. Black history is American history. The more we know about each other, the more we know about our neighbors, the more in community we can truly be, and the more understanding we have with why things are happening and maybe changes that we need to have, if that makes sense.
Absolutely makes total sense. What are some other dates and some other events that people should mark their calendars for through the rest of February?
Love it, love it. So we have another one that's open to the community. We talked about our health matters. We talked about cooking with soul. The next one that's open to the community is Who's That Lady? And this is one of my favorite ones. This is a pretty cool one. So we have Lucy Laney, we have Nellie Stone, and we have Bethune. We'll be coming to the district on the 26th, and they'll be talking about why their school is named after a African American woman. And so they're going to do it in their own way. So Bethune's going to do it for different than Nellie Stone. I can't tell you what it is because I'll be surprised myself. But please come and check that out. It's open to the public, and we want to support our babies. This actually happens to be all elementary school kids, and we want to show them from community members, from our elders, how much they mean to us. So whenever they're doing something for the public, as the public, we need to show up in numbers, and celebrate whatever it is that they have planned.
I love it. I love showing the love to the students and letting them know, how important they are for our future and
Yes.
empowering them. It's beautiful. I absolutely love it. And
Yes.
that's February 26th. Who's that lady?
That's February 26th, yes. And I'll be at the Davis Center. And so you can go to NPS .org online. Is it npsonline.org? You can go there and you can check out the dates and the times of the different events happening. And as I mentioned, I'll say it again, call your individual school directly and find out what it is that they're doing for Black History Month. And then if you have a child that's going to the school, when they come home from school, ask them what they've learned about Black History Month.
Amazing. So much happening this month. And as you said, Black history is American history, and it's really we celebrate it in February, but there's nothing wrong at all with celebrating it 365 days a year, as far as I'm concerned. Yes.
That part.
Tiki, I always love having you on. This is such an important month, I think, for everyone. I know you're going to be really busy with a lot of these events happening. So I just want to say appreciate all the work that you do with Minneapolis Public Schools and the community and everything. And always love having you on. Thanks for the time today, and good luck with everything the rest of this month. It's a
Thank
lot, but it's
you.
a lot of wonderful, beautiful, exciting things. So we really appreciate
Yeah,
the
and
time today.
it's done by the kids. So it's
Yeah.
for kids, done by kids, and we get to enjoy it. So for me, it's not work at all, but I appreciate it and thank you for having me on.
All right, that is Tiki Blackamore, engagement and outreach specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. Lots happening this month for Black History Month at MPS and beyond. And listen back to this interview if you missed anything, and visit mpschools.org to get more information on what's happening at MPS this month.